Hello and welcome to episode 266 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have our listener theme week next week and there is just one spot left, so send in your topics for ideas to Sean at dailybrainwave.com for your chance to be included on the show. This week, we're taking a look at the wonderful world of Disney with a very special guest, Keith Main. Today, we start by looking at Walt Disney, the man himself. Today, joining us for this wonderful world of Disney week, we have Keith Main, owner and editor of DisneyAvenue.com and host of the Disney Avenue podcast. Welcome, Keith.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. It is a pleasure to be here with you, and I'm excited to maybe throw some Disney facts out for this Disney week you have here.
If you are ready to wow us with some Disney knowledge,
yeah,
then let's head down that.
Let's head down that route. And just some of the things here that I always thought were, you know, after finding them out, just things really, really great. And some are about Walt and some are about the parks and so forth, but to start off, let's talk about Walt. At age 16, Walt signed up for the Army, but was rejected because he was too young. And instead of becoming a soldier, he became an ambulance driver in World War I in France for the American Ambulance Corps, as they allowed drivers as young as 17. Although Walt's father, Elias, would not sign his permission slip, his mother, Flora, realizing Walt's stubbornness, decided she would sign it and forged Walt's father's name. There was one more thing Walt had to do before he could join, and that was to change his passport affidavit, birthday year, from 1901 to 1900. And that document resides today in the Disney archives. And and that really shows just how stubborn he was even at that young age. When he had his mind set to something, he was going to do it no matter what.
Cool.
But another interesting fact, too, is the animators would always yell out, "Man is in the forest." And that was code used for the animators to warn colleagues to get back to work whenever Walt was coming down the hallway. this originated when they were working on the movie Bambi. And the animators would call out, "Man is in the forest," to warn others to get back to work because Walt was coming, and they were referencing the fact that man is the villain in Bambi. So, and not that Walt's a villain, but, you know, I guess you don't want to be doing something you're not supposed to be when old Walt's coming down, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and the boss is coming through.
That's right.
You want to look attentive.
Definitely, definitely. And another thing, Sean, is – we all know Walt Disney's attention to detail, which was legendary. He would place bins at Disneyland 25 steps away from the hot dog stall, and that was because that's how long it took him until he finished his hot dog. So instead of throwing it on the ground, he wanted people throwing it away, and that's probably a good reason why Disneyland is so spectacular today.
Well, I guess that's a throwback to the whole imperial system of measurement, right?
That's right.
How feet is just like, it's not any specific scientific thing. It's just however long some monarch's foot was at the time when they decided that that's a foot.
Exactly.
So I guess we got to come up with a unit of Walt hot dog measurements or something like that.
Walt's feet measurements.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Keith, so much for sharing some knowledge about Walt Disney today. You can find Keith and some of his other work over at the DisneyAvenue.com website. You can find him on Facebook or as host of the Disney Avenue podcast. Keith, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean. It's been great.
Thanks for tuning in to episode 266 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming Listener Theme Week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. You can find us online at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you tune in tomorrow when we leave Walt behind and take a look at the more macabre side of Disney World.